السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، الحمد لله، we're here again to continue to reflect on some of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the betterment of our lives and the hereafter, and for the understanding, or to begin and try to understand the names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named Himself with, so we get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, today's name is going to be Al-Mani'a. And the word in Arabic, Mana'a, is to hold something back. Mana'a is to hold something back, to prevent something from happening. Prevention. So some would say Al-Mani' could be from the opposite of Al-Mu'ti. Al-Mu'ti is the one who gives, Al-Mani' is the one who holds back. But also that could be part of it, but also a big part of it, Al-Mani' also is the protector. So example in Surah Al-Hashr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the community, the Jewish community in Medina had betrayed the covenant, and there was a war, a battle, and they thought they will protect themselves in their fortress. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مَانِعَتُهُمْ حُصُونُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَحْتَسِبُوا وَقَذَفَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الرُّعْبِ. And they thought that their fortress will protect them from Allah. So Allah came to them or sent punishment upon them from a direction that they never thought, and fear was in their heart, was thrown into their heart. So here is, وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مَانِعَتُهُمْ حُصُونُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. And they thought that their حُصُون مَانِعَتُهُمْ will protect them. So also, المانِع is the one who protects, the one who protects. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will, Al-Hafiz is the one who protects as well, okay? But Al-Hafiz is a total protection, okay? A protection that will prevent anything from happening to you, a total protection, Hifz. But then Al-Mani' is the one who will prevent certain things from happening or coming to you, okay? Not everything. Selectively, Allah will hold back certain things. And selectively, Allah will protect you from certain things and not other things, okay? That is Al-Mani'. So now, what does that mean in our lives? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds back on us or prevents things from coming to us. And that is for our own good and for our own protection. So something will be, you can expect, but yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow it to come to you. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Quddus. He is the pure. Everything that happens in His creation, in His mulk, is good. So when He prevents something from happening, it is for your own good. And when He allows you to have something, it is for your own good. Okay, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, wa'alam, and know Ibn Abbas in a longer hadith, that if all the mankind and jinn get together to benefit you with something, will not benefit you with something except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala written for you, that you would have. So that is mamnu', that is held back. So even all mankind and all jinn try to benefit you with something, it is held back by Allah. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows it to come to you, that is when it comes to you, even though all beings are trying to benefit you with it. And know that if any and everything, and if all mankind and all jinn trying to harm you with something, okay, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not write for you, it will not come to you. The harm will not arrive to you. No harm will happen to you unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows it to happen. So if Allah is holding it back, it's never going to reach you. That which is not destined to come to you, it will never come to you. And no matter how many or how long or how much means are taken for it to come to you, and that which coming to you, no one will be able to prevent it from coming to you. So that which comes to you could be from a way of benefit or a way of harm. Okay? Or a perception, it is benefit or harm. And that which will be prevented from coming to you, in it will be a perception that it is harm for it not coming. Okay? But with Allah, it is a benefit that it is not coming. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, al-mani', the one who holds back on the servants of Allah for things that will be an obstacles in their process and in the progress in the way of Allah. So Allah al-mani' in a positive way in the life of a believer. Okay? So things will be held back, not happening to you, even though you think it is obvious that something could happen to you, and Allah will hold it back, because that is your progress in the fact that is held back is a progress in your relationship with Allah. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow things to happen and does not prevent it from happening, so it will give us progress in the way of Allah as well. Okay? فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَا ابْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمَنِ. When mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests him and gives him a lot, he will say, oh, Allah has honored me. And when Allah tests him and hold back on him, he says, Allah disgrace me, or Allah ahanan, humiliate me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, kalla, that is not the issue. That you are reaching the wrong conclusion when you thinking in these terms. No, Allah will give, not necessarily because He loves you, and will hold back, not necessarily because He dislikes you. It could be just the opposite. You know, those who are not on the path of Allah and trying to put obstacle in the path of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be so angry with them that Allah will open all the means of risk for them. All the means of risk for them. Why? So they will not think about going to Allah. They deserve the punishment of wealth. Okay? They deserve a punishment of easiness, of making a living. Why is this punishment? Because this way they will not think about, they will not be under a pressure to think about, you know, wanting help. Okay? So you could think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they don't deserve that relationship. Okay? and a believer will have the benefit of difficulties, so he'll be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Okay. But again, difficulty here, it is not a difficulty that it's a kind of a difficulty that takes you closer and closer to Allah. So it has easiness with it. Easiness is with it. إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى. Indeed, with difficulty there is easiness. Indeed, with difficulty there is easiness. Allah repeats it twice. Okay. One immediately after the other. So the one, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who he was talking to when he was revealing this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the wahi was coming or came, and then the wahi was prevented from coming for a while, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was anxious, or had a feeling of lost. He was looking forward to get the wahi. What happened to the wahi? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. Okay? Allah swears by الضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ. الضُّحَى is the day time where one works and the one is active. And وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, by the night when it comes down, and it's a time of tranquility. مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ, Allah has not forsaken you, did not leave you. Meaning that it was a time for activity, is a time for activities, and is a time for easiness, for calmness. So what you took before is something that was so strong on you. It was when Jibreel alayhi salam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, that was difficult. And this difficulty was goodness within it. Goodness with that difficulty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam thought that he will die with the squeeze that Jibreel alayhi salam squeezed him with for the third time. So he said, "Ma ana biqara," and then I'm not the one who reads. And then he said, "What do I read? Just, you know, I don't know what to do. Okay. Now, so this was the given within this difficulty. But afterwards, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought about or felt the difficulties for a period of time. So he went to Khadija radiallahu anha and told her, cover me. Okay, and physically he was shaking. Okay, now a period of time passes by and the difficulties subsides. And the sweetness of the revelation increases with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning, he felt like example of that. Ask a woman who's just delivered a baby about when you're going to have the next child. What is she going to do? You know, she's going to kill you. Okay? Okay? But wait for a few months. What happens? You know, that's all gone. That's all gone. And all what she thinks about is this baby, this cheerfulness, this pure fitrah that from Allah, right? The pure mercy that Allah bestowed upon her and so forth, right? Okay? So this is similar to what Rasulullah ﷺ went through, okay? All these difficulties, but then you know, that is forgotten, and now the sweetness of this start to appear. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. Okay. Here is the time for a duha and the work and difficulties, and time for the layla and calmness and the tranquility. And then Allah says, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَالَ. Allah has not forsaken you. It is time for this, but now, وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. And the later one that will come will be easier and better for you than the first one. See? So now when the Jibreel alayhi salam would come, now it becomes easier and easier on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay? So the difficulty is the companions will feel, okay, or will notice. So when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would be sitting and his knees on a thigh of someone, or touching a thigh of one companion next to him, one says Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam received wahy. He became so heavy, his part of his leg, meaning his knee, became so heavy on mine that I thought that my bone of my leg will snap, will break. Okay? Physically, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam changes what happened to him. But then, when that happens, Rasulullah said afterwards, or during that time, in the cold day, he will be sweating. Okay? And then afterwards, he would say, okay, Jibreel alayhi salam was with me, and here is what he said, and he, Rasulullah salam, would recite the Quran for them. So now the period of difficulty and easiness, the difficulty is not that much anymore. So in the surah after it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alam nashrah laka sadra? Haven't we made your chest open your chest? Okay. And wada'an anka wizrak, and that heavy burden that you have on your shoulder, we took it off of you. Okay? So there was something heavy Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is carrying. But now his chest is open. Now it's easiness with difficulty and so forth. Okay? So that is, you know, that is the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the believer. That difficulties, Allah will not prevent difficulties from coming to you. But then Allah will prevent it and keep a measure with you. Okay? So you can continue in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, some of us gets kind of lazy. As Sheikh Salah once said, that someone reminded him, he said, a da'wah in the way of Allah made us forget about iqam al-salah wa ita' al-zakah. Okay? What do you mean? We mean the work in the way of Allah make you forget meaning here, meaning being lazy, okay? Meaning that it became a kind of a routine. You don't see the reality of it, what you're really doing. You don't see the magnification of this barakah and so forth that's with you. And okay, you don't see the blessings that you are in and so forth, because it becomes routine. And then what happens? Then Allah puts something in there that prevent this from happening, or some obstacles here and there, and some difficulty here and there, and you start realizing now what you have. You start realizing what you're missing, what you're going to miss in all this goodness that you had. So that it sort of restarts you again, invigor you one more time, make you realize of what you realize in realization of what you have. Okay, it is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessings in a believer. Okay, now in this realization of this name that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mani'a, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mu'ti, we have to take this in absolute. Okay? What does that mean? Meaning, sometimes it is between you and Allah. Allah will prevent something from happening. So you know clearly it is from Allah. Allah preventing it to happen for you or come to you. So you are realizing that. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use someone to prevent something from coming to you. So now you're going to look at that particular person and say, this person is preventing this from coming to me, and how, and now your focus will be on this person as if this person is preventing it from happening. No, a believer relates it to Allah immediately. This person is used by Allah. Even though what he's not doing and preventing from coming to you, he is taking the means to do it, and he wants for this to not to happen to you and so forth, you do not relate it to the person. And that is what it meant when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Rasulullah sallam was talking to Ibn Abbas, say, and know that all the jinn and ins, if they want to prevent something from happening to you or hold something from coming to you or have something to come to you, neither one will happen except by the permission of Allah. So you see people working against you, and you see that they are successful in their task of working against you. Okay? So there is some harm that's happening or some benefit is not coming. A believer should look at this and say, this direct, it is happening by Allah. Allah is doing this, not these people. Because they will not be able to take a breath without the permission of Allah. They will not be able to take the means and be successful in what they're doing without that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow them to do so. That is belief, that is tawheed. That is tawheed in its form of purity. That you do not relate what's happening, even though you see it coming from people, to the people, is to Allah. Now you take the means with the people that prevented things happening to you or for you. You take the means, but you are not dealing with them. Okay? You are before that, you are checking yourself, finding out why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is holding this back or allowing this happen to you. Is it because of a shortcoming that's between you and Allah? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sparking you back up because you don't have the energy in your belly anymore, the guts is not moving and the vigor is not there anymore? So you have that relationship with Allah that you need to visit right away. Okay? And you'll find deficiency in it. Fix this deficiency right away. And if that which those people or whatever they're doing, they are still doing, or it is done with. If it is done with, you know that was the issue. That was the issue. The relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was deficient in a certain way. When you fixed it, that was lifted. So that was the purpose of this. And you go on. Or this will continue. So now you don't know why. But you know that is good. You know it is from Allah, and you know it is good. And maybe later on you will know. And maybe you'll never know. But that does not change your mind. Okay? In the fact that this is from Allah, and the result of this is good. Okay? So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give, and it is a test. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prevent something from coming to you, and that is also a test. And the test itself is not bad, but the result of the test could be good or bad. Could be a pass of the test with a great grade, or failing the test with a lousy grade. Okay. But it is always good. And we go on in our lives and we try to achieve things, and it will not be achievable by the will of Allah. And Allah will throw things in our way to hold on to achieve certain things that maybe we did not plan to achieve, but we will find it in our way, coming in our way. And it's all from Allah. Allah will prevent things from happening to us, and to increase the work that we do all around. So if sickness will come to you, so it will invigorate you to do the work of Allah, then sickness will come to you. If health, that is what's going to give you the vigor in going in the way of Allah, health will come to you. If poverty is the way to keep you in the path and keep you with the energy in the way of Allah, it is good, it is not bad. And if poverty will be in the way of getting in the way of Allah, then Allah will give you the wealth, so you'll be in the way of Allah. So Allah is the one who holds back, and Allah is the one who protects you. Remember, Al-Mana also is the protector, the one who protects. Okay? So, for you to go in the path of Allah, there will some who wants to put obstacles in your path, and Allah will prevent them. Al-Mani' will protect you and prevent them from doing so. Okay? In the battle of Uhud, harm came. Allah did not prevent the harm from coming. Allah allowed it to happen because that was the best thing to get the believers back on the path very quickly. Okay? In the battle of Badr, Allah did not allow any harm to come at all, even though the odds were was way against the Muslimin. But no harm came to them. It's all benefits. All benefits. Very little harm and so much benefit. Okay? Because that gives him the energy to go in the path of Allah. And when they took that energy for granted, what happened? Allah took them close to a year later, did not stop harm from coming to them in the battle of Uhud. Why? So they will get back into that vigor again. They did not take it for granted anymore. Okay? We are in the try to be on the path of Allah. And maybe the closest people to you will try to put obstacles, willingly or not so willingly. Okay? And you know that this is something good for you to invigorate you in the way of Allah. Okay? So you look at them and not your enemy, but look at them as somebody Allah used, so will get you back or with more energy on the path. Do we try to prevent harm? Yes. We cannot say Allah is al-mani', so when Allah wishes, Allah will keep the harm away and so forth, and we just, if Allah wishes the harm will come, if Allah wishes the harm will be pushed away. We're not, we meaning those who follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the correct way. Ahl sunnah wal jama'ah do not think this way. Okay? They think this way actively, but they do not think this way passively. Remember the one we talked about before, right? The one who have some, you know, the maqamat of the Sufis who was in the sea or who was in the river, right? And then he is in the deep, and then someone told him, okay, do you know how to swim? No. So do you want somebody to help you? No. Do you want to drown? No. So what do you want? I want what Allah wants for me. That's not who we are. Okay? Allah, we want what Allah wants for us, definitely. But when we see harm coming, we take the means to prevent it. When we see benefits coming, we take the means to bring it. We are active, not passive. Okay? So, we are in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And when the harm is coming, okay, we use all the means to prevent it. And when we see the benefit, we do the best to maximize the benefit. And this is who we are. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ This is the whole idea. This is the whole idea of being a servant of Allah. It's doing the work of Allah. Not being a servant of Allah, of being passive and receive what Allah does for you or against you, or what seems to be against you. No, it is moving on, taking the means and doing the work. But if it is something that would really come up with in this name, that would be the point that was made new point or new opening in our mind here. Which we know it, but it's just a reminder that do not connect what's happening to anything else but Allah. Only Allah. Okay? And everything around It is means that Allah uses to accomplish a result. So the believer who understand Tawheed, this will be a relationship with Allah and will not get the believer to dislike people, but to dislike what they do, not dislike them. When you do not connect what they're doing to them or what's happening to them, it is Allah allows this to happen. So therefore, you'll be able to separate, especially when they are Muslim brothers and sisters, to separate between what they're doing to who they are. They need help. They need help. But it is, they are a tool that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses in His way. And inshallah, please open the other microphone, inshallah, and please make the comments that you wish, inshallah. Huh? Brother Lai is here. Yes, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Today is an easy name to reflect on.
طبعا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خير الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يعني ما شاء الله, you covered all the aspects of the, يعني
never
the idea. No, I mean, but just one thought to add to what you said, especially we have youth here. Maybe they will reflect on it, inshallah, also. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to do something and He prevents you from doing it, or He put a use something or somebody and put an obstacle in achieving this goal you are trying. Two things. One, this is from my own thoughts, yani. One, inshallah, that does not mean you have to give up. You just let go and said, I give up. I don't want to be a doctor anymore. Okay, I failed the exam. That's it. I'm not going to apply again. And second, look at the situation around you and see how you could maximize what you have. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to take a look and see, and what you are in is something very valuable, but you are not really, you know, consider it valuable. So Allah prevent you from reaching such a goal, and because that's what you're all thinking about. And He said maybe He will put a small amount or a period of time you have an obstacle, just to take a look around you, and maybe you are in a very good situation. You could, you know, do a lot of good in it, and but you don't realize that. You just, you know, thinking for the next step. So Allah wants you to look what do you have now, and how you can maximize this.
Yes.
I mean, an example I could think about that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a dream to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they are going to go Umrah. And he saw them in his dream, the companions shaving their heads and going Umrah. Mm-hmm. And they went to Mecca, and Allah prevent them. Of course, Allah, not the Meccans. Mm-hmm. Allah could, you know, do... The Meccans prevent them from coming to making Umrah in that year. And it sounds like it's so bad. And the companions become so angry. Mm-hmm. And they want to, you know, why? And you, we saw the dream and what's happening.
It's
and
a promise, yes.
Yeah, it's a promise. So what's going on here? I mean, and this was the best things happened to them, especially with the treaty and what's come after that. And yes. Like there is a peace treaty. Everybody assumed that this is the worst things happening. Why it's happening and we are blah, blah, blah. It was the very, very important in the period of Islam. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could get the message to the tribes around, get it to outside the Arabian Peninsula.
Without the harm of war.
Without war, without anything. Yeah. Thousands of people came to Islam in that period, more than triple the times when there was war in the peacetime.
Yes.
So they maximize the time, they use it to their own benefit. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course, he was the leader in this. So it was very beneficial to them. So inshallah, we have to think like this, that when we have an obstacle in our life, we cannot go forward, which is Allah put it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might want you to take a look around you and see what is...
Try again,
of course, don't give up, but also look around you. Maybe you are you could maximize things around you and you don't...
As one analogy a scholar used, he said, a brick is made out of mud and straws. You know, the bricks that you see around that you build houses with, is made out of mud and straws, meaning made out of very, very, fragile material. Okay, but this fragile material, once it is burned in a very severe temperature, you find that brick comes out of it so hard. In other words, it is if you put it in water before you burn it, it will dissolve. But after you burn it, when you put it in water, it actually hardens, becomes stronger. Okay? It is the same material, but went through a different process. Okay?
Right.
Went through a process. Okay? This is what happened to the companions. If they would have gotten their victory very early on time, Rasulullah told them, "Innakum qawmun tasta'jilun," you people want it too quickly. But they had to go through these difficulties, so they would be formed and be hardened. So when the result and the opening came, they were a whole different people from the beginning. Okay, they were able to carry more and achieve more rather than be weak.
Right. Yeah. A lot of things have been in my life. I talked about myself that I reflect on it now, and I realize the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if He allow this to happen before,
it would have been disaster.
I am in a different disaster. Wallahi subhanallah, I will be in a different path and a different, a completely different life. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His wisdom, know that, first of all, I'm not ready for this step, so He hold it back. Second, he know that this is not good now. It will be good in after,
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, Allahu alam. I know everybody have some experience about that, if you just think about it. Yeah. Allahu alam.
Barakallah fi Sheikh. We really appreciate the insight, mashallah, that you gave us into Asma and Sifa. I was wondering, we see so many people in the news recently who either they still say that they are Muslims or they say, that they are atheists now. There's a person I just read about today. And these are people who have reached some amount of izza, you could say, from the non-Muslims. And they've gotten success in professions in entertainment, or they've gotten whatever success that they find in this dunya that they want for themselves. And it made me think today about in Surah Kaf, where the vineyard owner, the one who, he says such a terrible thing when he says that that I don't believe in the hour. And it comes so suddenly and so shockingly in Surah Kaf like that. But there's a whole lifetime before it. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened one door and then another door, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him this garden, and he's watched this garden grow, and he's seen all these things. And could you comment on how could that person who is achieving this success realize either that the means are bad, like these people who are doing haram things in order to become famous, or that they realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, so they should be grateful? Does the question make sense?
Well, okay, repeat your question, please. The last part of it.
Just could you comment on how can the people know that the means that they have taken are haram, and how can they know that if it's not the means, how can they know that how to be grateful? Because that man lost his iman because he wasn't grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what he got.
Yes. Well, he lost his iman because he was not grateful. We don't know that. Okay, we don't know what made him lose his iman, or if he did lose his iman. We don't know if he said that, you know. Okay, if he uttered something that in a way of rejection, still there is a way to go back. Meaning, the one with the garden that you want to describe. Finally, he realized what happened and came to his senses, you know. And realized the advice that his friend was giving him, his neighbor was giving him, was the right advice. And when and in Surah Al-Qalam also, okay, that is clearer. When those who really wanted to gain the result from, or the harvest secretly, so no one will get from it, okay, and when they went to it, they did not even recognize that this is their garden. They said, we are on the wrong address. You know, that's how much disaster was there. Okay, but they realized that this was, and they repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so forth. So, it is, Allah will deal with each one of us according to their intention, according to what's inside. Okay, so we don't really know if a person will come back to their senses after this experience or not. Okay, they might not, you know, this might be a punishment in this life and the hereafter. It might be a punishment in this life, okay, and not in the hereafter, meaning the punishment is the giving, that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this person, the punishment so he would wake up. And sometimes it Allah will keep giving and keep giving, to the point that a person, you know, they will die and they think they are okay. There is nothing wrong with what's going on. And then they will be surprised. And the element of surprise will be there. So we don't know we deal with what we see on the surface and try to advise as much as we can, okay, and bring that, what we know, to in a way of realization. We get the people to realize what's really going on, not what seems to be going on, okay, and help one another in that. Wallahu a'lam. Is there a particular event that you're referring to or something?
I just read today about this comedian who's going to be hosting this big award show tomorrow, and he's the son of Muslims from South India. And the article said there was a correction. You know how they put corrections in the bottom of the article. Mm-hmm. And somebody else had described him as a Muslim, mm-hmm, and the correction at the bottom of the article was there because he had corrected that and said, "I know I'm an atheist." So.
He's an atheist, yeah. Okay. So the obstacles were removed. Yeah.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
There's a dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he used to say, Allahumma la mani alima aataita wa la moti alima manata wa la yanfaul jadda min kul jadd. And which... I think I like this dua, so I had to memorize it for myself.
Yes.
Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Suratul Yunus, وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِذُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِ فَلَهُ إِلَّهُ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ بِفَضْلِهِ يُسِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. So from there, from all these things, we know that everything good and bad is from Allah. He can keep something away from you if He wants to, because there is something good in for you. Or He may give you something because He thinks it is something good for you. Similarly, in Suratul Mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I think I was looking for it. Kula ra'ayatu min ahlakni allahu mamma'ya wa rahimna fa man yujiru al-kafirina min adab al-aleem. Kuli nasba ma'akum gharin fa man yating bima'im ma'in. So this is a direct way of Allah by jolting us. Who is the one who will give you the water if I take it away? And then the Prophet said, if Allah wanted to, He could have all made us
the
die
microphone.
Or He could prevent us from the azab.
Jazakumullah khair. Yes, the way of Islah, we don't know where it is coming from. We don't know how it is going to come. It's all from Allah, but we know which direction will be coming from. From the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma aslih lana deenana alladhi huwa fi ismatu amrina. Huwa ismatu amrina. That, Allah put islah in our deen, that it is the core of our matter here. Waslih lana dunyana allati fiha ma'ashuna. And make islah, give us islah in our life that we are living in it. That, you know, that we are dwelling in it now. Okay. This islah in the deen and in the dunya, how it comes, it is all islah. But sometimes we look at it as difficulties, but the islah comes through that difficulties. And then the end of the dua, and make the life is increase of every good, okay? And make death is an end of every evil, okay? Make the life is increase of every goodness, okay? Ziyadan lana bi kulli khayr. واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر. And may the death is a comfort, an easiness from all the shar, all the evil. Yes. Jazakallah khair. Who else?
And the microphone is getting red. The majority of the of people thinking about, you know, when you talk about mana', you know, thinking about directly thinking money and children, you know, al-mal wal-banun, immediately, you know, this is the two things, like, why Muslims are poor, why I don't have that much like that one kafir is having, you know, immediately contribute the, you know, it's the why about money, most likely, you know. Or health, or children. Subhanallah, and Allah, like you said, I mean, you repeated several times, Allah said in the Quran that those disbelievers or kuffar who knows Allah in their heart, there is no way they could come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, unless we are afraid that it will become a great fitna for the believers, we will make their ceiling, houses, doors, all gold. Yeah. Allah will turn even, you know, everything they touch become gold. Mm-hmm. Look how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase them in their, deceive them in their thinking like, and I saw that in my own eyes, you know, I went to a rich places in this country. You walk in the streets, you don't believe this is, you know, exist in the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. The houses, the you know, the richness, mm-hmm. how much money in these neighborhoods. You don't, you know, imagine when you look at the poor country we came from. But our example is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani he is having the highest status, I believe, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his dua was that, oh Allah, make my rizq kafafan. That means it just day to day. He does not want even a food to stay to the second day. And him and his family. He makes dua against his Ahl Muhammad, all the family of Muhammad, that the rizq will become just sustenance. You give us enough to, you know, eat. And so this is the threshold for, I mean, you cannot ask less lower than this. So that's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, he want to keep righteousness in his family. Wallahu alam.
So for the youth, you know, you want that job as Brother Lu'ay was referring, okay? It doesn't come around. That is good. And you don't kick the tire of the car when you are angry, you know? You say, Alhamdulillah. You know, that that, you know, this sister that you really wanted to get married to, you know, it did not happen. You know, alhamdulillah, you know, it is all good. It is all good. Yeah. Okay. That's all.
To understand what that means, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel, when something bad happened to you and you say that, what that means, what's it?
Yeah, Allah is our protector, the one we depend on, and He is the one, the best of caretakers. Hasbun Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. And this was said in many places, many times. One famous one, Allah mentioned in the Quran, and after the Battle of Uhud, okay, when the companions and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went back to Medina, very tired, 70 of them had died, many wounded, and then here is a news coming that the the army that was just had a fight with you, they are coming to finish you off. Okay, so what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when they heard this, inna nasa qad jama'u lakum fakhshawhum, when the people have collected themselves and they're coming to you, so be afraid. Okay, be aware. فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. It increased in their iman. Imagine somebody says, your enemy is coming to destroy you, and you say, your iman boosts up. Okay? It is the opposite of what you expect. وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. That's when they said, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Okay? Then Allah protected them, okay, from the evil of those who are coming to them. And the result is لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ, that there is no harm came to them. And they actually turned around and went after the army. And when the army heard that they're coming, they got afraid and turned around and ran away. Yeah.
So you have to say it how many times, just once? Or
you can say it once, yeah.
Is that
one? Yeah. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ.
Yeah. Yeah. You
are angry
from a brother.
Well, I don't know.
That is the way it usually. That's what it says when you're really angry with somebody. Yes. Yes. And also, it was said that Ibrahim alayhi salam said it when he was thrown into the fire right before he landed inside the fire that they built for him. حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل. Yes. والله أعلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. جزاكم الله خيرا.